Wake up, Russia 2.0. This is our first new segment. I am your host, Rakovia Ledunsky. Our first segment will be on the weather. In the northern regions, it is a little chilly, like dip your foot in pool kind of way. You know, you want to, like, you go in the pool and you're like, oh, it's okay now. But when you first go in, you're kind of scared. You know that feeling when you're a little kid and you're at the diving board and you're like, will it be cold or will it be warm? That feeling. But then you jump into it and you're like, oh, it's fine. And then you get in trouble for doing flips off the diving board with the lifeguard who looks at you. And then you look back at her and say, it wasn't a flip. And then she's like, I know it was flip. Anyhow, mind with my ranting. So the temperatures are -4 degrees Fahrenheit or -20 degrees Celsius. You know, like good old Canadian weather in winter, but like normal summer day for north of Russia. Our colony on the Russia 2.0 has reached a population of 132, which means we have more children to take care of coyote bears, which have grown much stronger since our population has grown. If you don't know, we don't use horses because horses aren't strong and mighty as the big bad coyote bear, who can move steel trains as fast as 100 kilometers an hour. For those people, I'm not going to say miles because Russia, hell yeah. We've built the first universal church. A religious building, icon. We are accepting all, and we have like the Muslim area, the Christian area, all of them are the same height, except the Scientologist area. That's the basement. The hardcore ones, they get to live in a sump pump, because come on, guys. I'm not mocking religion, but I am. In later events, there has been chatter in Iceland. 2.0 of trying to turn Iceland into an island of ice, so why would they do this? This is so wrong. We must send people over to Iceland 2.0 to solve the crisis. Silly Icelandish people. Oh, next thing you know, we're great strong gladiators killing all those silly Saxons. Got our giant axes. I don't really care, okay? Now you're peaceful people. Don't go silly on us, your island's basically ice already. Well, just leave it normal. Leave it be, okay? Don't turn the whole thing to ice. You have any idea how cold it would be? It would be like going to swimming pool when you first put water in, you know? You feel it right in that little lower area. And you're like, oh! Then you're like, I'm never gonna get used to this. It's not like good pool in Russia, northern of Russia. If you don't know, we have grown the first Russian turnip field. Because we must be cold and hard like Russian turnip in order to let the country survive, let the people survive. We have all the old men working on this because their hearts are sad and lonely. And it's just easy to use them because we pay them low prices in order to pay for retirement, which they'll probably never ever get. In later events, there so far in Earth 2.0, there has been no major war except the fashion war, where the turtlenecks only look good on spies, or turtlenecks only look good on Nerf models. You know those ones where you see them holding the big blaster one hand, looking at you stiff like James Bond? What do you think? They're usually teenagers in those shows. Or models, whatever. So we gotta fix this, guys, you know? Our main icon, Latvia Astoria, has been killed because she looked funny. We didn't like her when she looked funny. That little green dress with the sparkles. No one deserves a green dress with sparkles. This is just overkill. Too much. You know? It is just Ugh, get it out of the way. No one likes green thrush with sparkles. If you're gonna put sparkles, use it like a pink thrush. So as we know, guys, six cells. Yes, I know. Very interesting step. Now, if someone could point us in the direction where we can find this six and harvest it, like we did with all our other minerals, to build a giant golden statue of our new president, who we will be revealing soon. We can use this, just harvest it and sell it to the Japanese of Japan 2.0. Because, you know, they like the freaky stuff. We have elected a new president, guys, just to let you know. It is the great president of our new country, Reznov Levinsky, former turnip harvester, then became potato harvester, now ruler of eventually the world. Because as you all know, Russia's great plan to take over world, spit on it, spit on it, make it look bad. Uganda think they spit with their knuckles. The queen, yeah, you know we do the queen, we cut his head off. You go, when they go, they're tiny. We go, because you know, Reznov Levinsky gonna make Russia's future too. But not with the help of our new governor who was elected and then kicked out. Dragovich Lunda, our great governor, proud sponsor of many vodka ads, sold our vodkas to other countries in Europe. I know, crazy, right? No one should do that. This is silly talk, absurd. Who sells our good vodka, our 99% proof vodka, which only Russians can stand, to the Europeans? We'll be the sponsors of genocide at that point. They won't be able to take it. Too strong for them. They're like, oh, that's a good 1% non-vodka, but just normal potato. And then that 90% is like, kill me now. It is not good for them. You know, they can't stand it. It's just no good news. It hurt them really, really bad. So Dragovich Lunda was assassinated with 35 nuclear bombs. Don't worry, they were just teensy ones, like dirty bombs. And kept in secure location. We've made a great deal with Canada. You know that country of all the apologetic people. Canada 2.0, they are kind of mean. You know, they want things in return. So since we want their good, strong Canadian beer, you know, the moose stuff, their weird antler dogs, we sell them our good, strong Coyote Bear vodka. As we all know, they could use a good kick out of Moscow Mule once they make a deal with Jamaica. With their good, not so strong, but very spicy ginger beer mom. Little cool hats and everything with the hair on the side. I love those hats. You guys should make more of those and sell them to Russia. Anyhow. So we are going to also make more deals. Not with China, because they've got all the good plastic, so we can make our radios. Now with the new form of art. Started to make dolls that are hidden inside of other dolls, but instead of like normal Russian dolls back at home in Russia, Russia 2.0, our Russian 2.0 dolls have a little treat inside called Chocolate Coyote Bear. This stuff is so, it's got the meat of great old grandpa Coyote Bear, you know, the nice little furry stuff. Because when a coyote bear dies, we don't let it go to waste. Then the chocolate's made out of its bone marrow. It's so good. Tastes like mother's baking when she uses good stove. And cooks this Russian turnip. So we are planning on selling this to all those fancy millennial celebrities out there in the world. If you are watching this, please note. You should buy this, okay? It will look great. Anyhow, I think that is all the news we have today. We will have a segment soon, maybe tomorrow around-ish. And I hope you enjoyed.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.